The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
All it's cracked up to be. So far, not arrested. Lager coming out of my ears. Hope Dad's improving. See you all in a week.
Let me see.
There's tea in that pot. I'll have a cuppa.
Oh, don't strain yourself. I'll drink it for you if you like, lazy bones. Well, at least one member of the family sounds as though he's enjoying himself.
I can't see it.
What do you mean?
Well, our Mark is not the type, is he? I mean, running around Costa Brava in a pair of Union Jack shorts. I'd have not thought it were his scene at all.
He's very adaptable. He gets on with all sorts. He just has this knack of putting folk at their ease. Hey, greedy guts, that toast weren't for you.
Lazy bones, greedy guts. I've only been out of bed 10 minutes. I mean, who else is it for? There's only me and thee, Ma. We've not got a lodger.
It's my breakfast. I've no time to make any more. I'm late as it is. And I've got a lot on my plate. I never have 5 minutes of that clinic these days. Then have your dad expecting visitors every day. I don't know when you were last up. It must be well over a week.
Well, he's on the mend, isn't he?
Well, he says he's getting the feeling back. And they're doing everything for him. But it's going to be a long job, and we've all got to do our share.
What about our Cheryl, then? I haven't noticed her bothering her backside.
Your sister's got a child. There's got another on the way. Are stuck in that council house with a...
A weirdo for her husband.
Yeah. Well, she's not having it cushy. Not like you, at home all day, taking it easy.
I've told you, I've got a job site pending.
That were a week ago. Where'd you start this mysterious job?
Could be today. I've had to get into shape. Do you see?
No, I don't see.
Well, it's to do with aerobics.
This job is?
It's her as runt class. She's starting a sort of health studio. She says I'm a natural. She'd like to train me to take classes.
Oh, sounds promising. When does she get cracking like?
Well, she's looking for premises. In the meantime, I'm, well, like I say, getting into shape.
By the way, before I dash off, there was a phone call for you last night, very late on. You were all tucked up, so I said it was past your bedtime.
Oh, Mam, who were it?
Chap called Kenny. Kenny said, as in dog leash.
Oh, you get some clowns. What did he want?
Oh, the mind boggles.
See you tea time. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Kenny's Kissograms. Yes, this is Kenny here, as in dog leash. You want to book a Kissogram? Tonight. It's rather short notice, sweetheart. Hang on, I'll check if any of our highly trained, expertly vetted, medically cleared staff are available.
Oh, you're on the blower.
What's up?
I've got this big fat fella. I've hardly touched him. I need some liniment.
Good, who'd run a massage parlour, eh? Top shelf near the videos. Here, I need a Kissogram girl for tonight.
You'll be lucky. Myra's walked out. Pearl's got a cold sore.
Listen, nip outside. If you spot a likely bird passing, give her the gin and tell her there's 25 notes in it.
Be your age.
How about yourself? Do you fancy a spot of overtime?
Your husband will kill me.
I'll be a trooper, Marcel.
Marge.
This once. Charge for that liniment. Doesn't grow on trees. I have to nick it from Boots. Hello. Hello. Still there, madam? If you give me all the details, I'll run them through the computer. The computer being programmed, you see, to match our Kissogram girl to your specific requirements.
Well, that's me done and dusted, Irene. Any message for Cheryl? I'll likely be popping down.
Not really. Just give her my love. Tell her dad's making progress. And if she could get up to see him... Oh, on second thoughts, no. Not on that motorbike Neville's got. Not in her condition.
It's in bits, that is. You can't get through front door. There's bits of it all over the house. I wouldn't have it.
You don't tell him off, do you, ma'am?
I speak me mind. They don't care. He just laughs and pretends he's a monkey, capering about and scratching his armpits. Or if I like, say, this house is a pigsty, he grunts and does. I'm telling you, he's puddled, that chap.
Anyway, I'll let you get off. Lowmore Clinic reception, can I help you? I'm sorry, Dr. Redmond's on his rounds. Can I take a message? You'll ring back. Very well, bye-bye.
On his rounds. He'll be caught in, I bet. Getting some rich old widow to leave a fortune to him.
He's married and he's got two lovely kids.
Oh, aye, he's as goody-goody as never was. Soft as silk if he wants to be. but he's got them pop eyes. And he's got hair as comes right down onto the back of his hand.
Not heard him howling, have you, on the night of the full moon?
It wouldn't surprise me. Have you tackled him yet?
Pardon?
You were going to tackle him, you said, over a week ago.
I've not had chance.
Not had nerve, you mean?
Don't worry, when the right moment crops up, I'll speak me piece.
You take after your father, you do. He were quiet type as bottle things up. I fought all his battles, you know.
Well, I'm a grown woman, ma'am. There's no need to fight mine.
All I'm saying is if you've got a moan, you want to be making it.
Oh, well, I don't know. Things might quieten down.
Oh, no, he wants telling. I mean, that Mrs. Browning, your relief, he gives her a lift, you know, when she does her days. He fetches her, treats her like royalty. Talk about toppy nose. I were doing nameplate back front door and she comes past, primping and smarming, that pleased with herself. Oh, yes, I thought. She's got him. Her and her rings and her lavender. Water's never touched my complexion these 30-odd years, Mrs. Cartledge. I use only the finest facial creams. I nearly said, have you ever tried Brassel?
Ma'am, give it a rest, please. I've no quarrel with Mrs. Browning. Mind, I soon shall have if you keep brainwashing me.
Oh, well, Irene, if you can't see what's in front of your nose...
Dr. Redmond's gives Mrs. Browning a lift because he goes past her house. He doesn't go past mine.
If he did, all you'd get is dirt from under his wheels.
My quarrel with Dr. Redmond is a question of status. It's not personal. I'm a state-enrolled nurse, after all. OK, I've not nursed since my 20s. But still, I have the qualification. I can treat patients up to a point, and he won't let me, and he belittles me. And he's taken our Cheryl off tranquilizers, just like that. And look at the state hers in. And Dr. Jarvis before him, well, he couldn't praise me enough. Oh, ma'am, haven't you got a bus catch? Oh, we're keeping calm now. I'm all worked up. And I don't want to flare up at Air Redmond and get fired. I mean, I'm on good money and I might need it.
Keep your hair on. I'm going.
Yes. Oh, yes. This is Mrs. Colclough. I'm sorry, Dr. Redmond. I didn't expect... No, of course I don't talk to patients that way. You'll be late back. You'll be at the hospital, maternity unit. Yes, I'll inform Dr. Wyatt and Dr. Richards. Oh, and I'll tell Mrs. Browning you can't unfortunately give her a lift to evening surgery. Rely on me, Dr. Redmond. Bye-bye. Oh, Renee Colclough, you're a creep, what are you?
Kenny, listen here, Kenny. What are you doing down there under your desk? What's that floorboard up for? What have you got in that biscuit tin?
I heard you charging up them stairs. It could have been anybody. Biscuits pinch, we've got no wages.
Oh, well, if I'm getting wages, I'll take them right now.
What? You only started 2 hours ago.
I know, and I should never have joined. I've had enough. I mean, I knew it were a dicey do, but not this dicey.
Give it a chance. It's a growth area. Health is a boom industry. The public sector can't deliver, so the private sector steps in. OK, so I'm small time. It all looks a bit ropey. But I have this vision. The health centre. I call it the body shop, but some bird thought of that. Every modern facility, and all panelled in pine. If them swine at the bank could give me a loan, I could build an empire. An empire marketing health. Not smoking, not eating, not drinking, which are all empires, which have all made fortunes. But health. Now, is that clean money? Or is that clean money?
Clean? It's a sweatshop down there.
OK, so Marcel won't pick up a brush. She started off donkeys years ago in physical therapy. And she won't pick up a brush. Can I help that? So the skivvies want 10 bob a bloody hour. Is that my fault? In my dreams, it's clean. Spotlessly clean.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm off.
You know how Marks and Spencer started, don't you? Started off with a stall in Leeds Market, so don't pull your nose up, doll.
I'm not pulling my nose up. I'm just disgusted. And apart from that, steam's taking all bounce out of me hair.
After all, you don't have to do nothing you wouldn't have done behind the bike sheds.
I don't like mending punches either. See you, Kenny.
Hey. Don't rush off.
I'll change when I get downstairs. This nurse's outfit's no good to me.
Listen. How about... kissograms.
I've told you, I don't fancy that either.
Oh, do me a favour, I'm stuck. The bloke's 80-odd. Swift pick, parading around the community hall. It's worth 25 notes.
Oh, I'll think about it. Give me a buzz. Mustache.
If I meet that girl on them stairs once more, she'll do me an injury.
She's packed it in, Marcel. Marge, sorry.
Bless her. She's got a good heart. Old chap there, she refused him ever so nice.
She could have been an asset, you know, she could. I could have put her in the shop window. Could have helped us get legal, like.
About the kissogram, I rang round, no takers.
Don't. Leave it with me. They'll think of something.
You could try doing it yourself.
Getcha.
Come in then, Doc. Get yourself sat down. I've got your tea on, got some nice scrambled egg, and you'll not say no to a slice of your mum's homemade fruit cake, I'll be bound.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered. I only wanted a natter.
Table's all set. Sit you down. I'll do, Thomas.
Oh, Tom, ma'am. Oh, to be honest, I don't know what I'd do without these little rests now and then. Your little bungalow's a real oasis, believe me.
Tuck in, then. You don't look 100%.
This scrambled egg's lovely. How'd you get them so creamy?
When your dad had his ulcer, he lived on eggs. Now, did you tackle Dr. Doolittle, or don't you mind being a doormat?
I have had a word, and thanks very much.
You didn't go all mad soft, I hope.
I did not. I told him I weren't happy. I told him I was state enrolled. I told him his old Dr. Jarvis had seen me more than just, well, senior receptionist.
Well, you are senior, even if he doesn't give you a lift.
Oh, he says. Excuse me, he says. I weren't aware you were a practice nurse. That's not on your job description, he says. In that short way, he has.
If he were chocolate, he'd eat himself, that fella would.
Well, I said, that may be, I says. But that's the job I've been doing. Exactly, he says. But you weren't qualified, you see. Granted, you're state enrolled. But to be a practice nurse for Dr. Redmond, you'd have to be state registered.
Right then, Irene. You show 'em. You answer that phone. You fill your forms in, and if folks are bleeding to death for want of a stitch or two, you say, no, that's not my job.
Oh, I can't take it that far, ma'am. But I did say, well, the practice needs a practice nurse. OK, there's three doctors, but they're not always available.
You're telling me. And you know where they are, don't you? Swanning around, forcing out folk to sign wills in their favour.
Oh, ma'am, please, let's not talk daft. They have their calls, their hospital visits. Sometimes they're up half the night. Well, at least he's agreed to see Cheryl again. Perhaps he'll wean her off these tranquilizers. Anyway, the upshot was he sort of smiled, a bit superior-like, and he says, well, that were all academic. Unless I was prepared to take a course, there was no way I could have the position. Well, what could I say? I mean, given me circumstances, how can I take a course on?
It's a shame.
So I says, thanks. I hope we've cleared the air a bit anyway. So, he says, do I. And now perhaps we can settle down and get on with our work. Oh, and by the way, he says, as I'm crawling out, you're the day receptionist, Mrs. Coakleth, not the senior. I felt that big.
What did that make Mrs. Lardy-Dar Browning, then? The night receptionist.
Oh, I don't know, but it's made it plain we're both on a par.
Night receptionist fits her like a glove. I bet there's a drain pipe not far from her bedroom window.
Ma'am, you get worse. Oh, let's change the subject. Did you go down our Cheryl's?
I did that. Washed a sink full of pots, pegged a load of stuff out. Had this drunk at the bus stop making a pest of himself. Dog muck everywhere. And our Cheryl and that Neville, they sat in that nettle patch they call a garden. Kiddies scrawled all over, bless him. There they are, bottle of cheap sherry stuff, lighting endless fags for each other and playing scribble or something.
Don't you mean scrabble?
Whatever I mean, they're living in cloud cuckoo land.
Oh, I don't know, maybe they're happy. I can't work them out. None of my kids can I work out. I thought I had Mark fathomed. Then he tells me he's buying a house.
Mark's got his head screwed on.
Mind how Wendy's showing some signs of sense at long last. She reckons has got a job lined up teaching aerobics.
If she wants somebody to that line, I could drum her up some work tomorrow.
How come?
I'd take her down our community centre. Us over 60s, we can still shake a leg. Hey, we've got a good do on tonight. Fella from town folks, it's his 80th birthday. Spry as you like, he is. Any road? You'll never believe this. We booked a kissogram for him.
No tea made, and now I've probably got Mormons, I shouldn't wonder. Kenny, what do you want? Have you tracked me down any road?
Let's skip that, Princess. I'll get down to brass tacks. The kissogram job. How you think?
I told you, nout doing.
No, you didn't. You said you'd think about it and give me a buzz.
Well, I've thought.
I'll be a sport. Costumes in the car, change at the venue, money in your hand. 25 notes. Half an hour's work.
I'm home, Wendy. Who's that at the door?
Oh, nobody much.
Oh, charming. Is that your mum? Is she as good looking as you are? Could she step in? I mean, the lucky bloke's 80-odd, I believe. Can I have a word with her, see if she's interested?
Shut up, you'll get me shot. You're twisting my arm and no mistake. Oh, go on then. I'll try anything once. Just nip it out, ma'am. See you later.
At a girl.
Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Coal Cloughs is an independent production from Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode on Monday.